exciting, isn't it, Kirk?
I'm pumped.
I'm pumped, too.
This is great.
Oh, boy, everybody. This is our new podcast.
That's right.
Autastic, everybody. Oh, my gosh.
Feels great.
Yeah. I was toying with calling it Autastic Podcastic, but I can't even say it.
I like it, though. A little wordplay.
Yeah. Anyway, this is our... my name is Graham Kay. That is Kirk Smith. We are two stand-up comedians. We live with autism every day. My only sibling, my younger brother, is autistic. And Kirk, your only son is autistic.
That's right.
And this is a podcast about how living with autism is not all gloom and doom. Like if you Google autism, it's like you want to shoot. You just want to shoot a rifle into your own brain. You're like, oh, God. Like, it's not the worst. It's fine. It's made me a better person.
Yeah, ups and downs, I think.
I can say that. And I really love my brother. I love him more than most of my friends love their brothers.
That's believable. Yeah, I believe that.
I will definitely say. And I talk to him more than my friends talk to their brother. I would say this, Kirk. Because of autism, I have more love in my life. Now, flash forward 25 years when I have to move back home and cancel my dreams to take care of my autistic brother. I might have a different tune when my parents are gone. But for now, hey.
You're all in.
Pretty sweet.
Pretty good gig.
Yeah, man. Basically, we wanted to just do a weekly podcast about... what it's like telling stories, thoughts, fears. We're going to break the podcast down into three groups, right?
Yeah. Three little segments.
We're going to do a topic of the week, you know, like, you know, we'll do just a specific topic about living with autism. Talk about that, our relationship to that. We're going to do week in review, do our weeks in review living with autism. And then the final one we're going to do is in the news, stuff that just happened in the news this week that relates to autism, usually pretty loosely, because it's not like a hot button. And we're going to do a segment that we're only going to do this episode because it's the first one, which is just our intro. So, Kirk, tell our listeners... about you. What you doing, man? Man, I said men.
I'm 6'2".
Oh, yeah.
I'm a Virgo. Mm. I don't know if I'm a Virgo. I can't remember that stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's right, because you grew up...
a Christian, yeah.
Very Christian, so why would you?
So I don't know how that stuff works, yeah. I've read the newspaper, but I don't read that part.
Mm-hmm. No. Jesus doesn't like it. Don't read it. Skip through it, because I love Jesus.
Let's see, I'm 40-ish.
A young 40.
A childish 40, very immature.
Mm-hmm. For the amount of stress in your life, it's surprising.
How happy I am?
Yeah, well, your fake terrifying smile.
It is terrifying. Sometimes it's a little terrifying, I can see that.
It's the smile of like just pushing down the pain.
The anger gets pushed down really far. it's like that Michael Douglas movie. Was that Breaking Down?
Yeah. Oh, man, that was a good movie. I want to watch that movie again.
As a man, it's different than watching as a teenager. it reads totally different as a 40-year-old man with two teenage kids.
Because as a 12-year-old, it was hilarious.
It was hilarious, and now a little close to home. Mm-hmm. what else can I tell you about me? Big sports junkie.
No, but your life, though, like you have a 16-year-old son, he's autistic. Yep. You have a 17-year-old daughter who is
regular,
cruising.
Yeah.
Regular.
Loving
is that?
Life, yeah.
And then and not autistic. And nope. Then and you have a wife, an ex-wife, I mean. She lives in Sri Lanka right now.
Yeah. And I don't know, off the coast of India. Yeah. I was married almost 18 years. Mm-hmm. And then... It ended, and she decided she suffers from some neurological, some depression and bipolar and some few little things. And so she wanted to go home to Sri Lanka. She's half Sri Lankan, half Swedish. So she went home, and so I'm doing solo out here with my daughter. Yeah.
So you're recently divorced. You're ex-wife is depressed, and she's got your autistic son over there. So if you, any of you out there are like have autistic children and you're like, it's rough right now, think to yourself, at least I'm not Kirk.
That's another excellent name for the podcast we could have called it.
At least I'm not Kirk.
At least I'm not Kirk. Autistic podcasting, at least I'm not Kirk. yeah, we're talking about hopefully I'm going to get custody, or it's not that acrimonious, but hopefully he's going to come be under my care, my son. And yeah, that's what we're working on right now.
Yeah, that's a topic for another day, but trying to get the right kind of care, and how it's in America, or at least California, it doesn't appear to be as easy as it should be to get the proper care, because you're basically waiting for like whatever, we can talk about another day, but that's a heavy one, man. My name's Graham Kay. I just moved here from Toronto. Here is LA. I moved to LA, and my brother is autistic, fairly high functioning, like the kind of, you know, he would never know that 10 cents is worth less than $5, but he can live on his own with like a lot of assistance and go grocery shopping and figure it out, you know.
That's great.
He's got like a, like my dad's goal for him was, and it still is for Peter to be a taxpayer.
For I love that.
For Peter to be a
that's a great way to look at it, though, isn't it?
Yeah, to give back to society.
That's exactly my goal for my son, that he could contribute in some way.
Yeah.
Whether that's cleaning up a McDonald's or, I have a friend who's upset about his daughter not getting into the right school, and it's so funny when you compare goals, and he's like, well, what's your goal? Well, I'm like, well, for my daughter, similar, but for my son, McDonald's.
Yeah, yeah.
You know those jobs everybody hates?
Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping for him.
Yeah, but not everybody can be Donald Trump, or should they want to be? I bet your son has much better hair.
Yeah, he has actual hair.
Yeah.
It's so, actual real hair.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, it's like, it's a lot about what about this podcast is going to be about is people like to tell you what the meaning of life is, what defines life, what defines a quality life, and, you know, is making a lot of money, you know, banging a bunch of chicks, like, you know, it's or something stupid like that, or
something easily measurable,
all these status symbols, and, you know, it's about being happy, and my brother is happy.
Yeah,
he's having a great friggin' time.
That's great,
man. I get a call every day. If I pick up or if I don't, it's just a voicemail of Simpsons voices. Just impressions of characters from The Simpsons. Sometimes I get some He-Man.
He-Man haven't heard in a minute. He-Man, wow.
Peter went through a big He-Man phase about a year ago.
The power of Grayskull and everything?
Oh, man. I have the power. Anyway, Graham, Peter here.
In case somebody else is leaving, I've got the power.
Yeah, July 23rd, 2013. It just gives you the date and time. Like, once again, Peter. Like, yeah, I think I know it's Peter. The
it's
only one
Peter,
person that...
It's Peter
that,
K, by the way. Peter K.
Yeah.
He's his last name,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he does. His emails have like three... Peter K, your brother. Like three times. It's awesome. Anyway, so people try to define what like a quality life is.
Right.
You know, and it's like...
Especially out here in LA, yeah, it's a very specific race. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're all racing.
Yeah.
Yeah. My brother, you know, he cleans up at a burger joint before they open.
It's awesome.
You know, he house sits for people. He cleans an office on the weekend. You know?
Oh, you know what my son might like? I was just thinking about this. Walking a dog. You know, there's a lot of dog walkers out here. He might get a kick out of that someday.
Yeah. Anyway. He's a strong kid, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He could carry that
How
dog.
Big is your kid?
About 6 feet, maybe 205, 215. His weight fluctuates. So we try to keep, when we get his weight down, it's like around 200. When he finds the junk food that he's into, then it's up to 215. Yeah.
Sure, sure.
See, that's a big thing. But yeah, he could carry a dog for sure.
Mm-hmm. That's another thing about weight, another topic for another day is like you... It's a different job, and it has a whole other can of worms when you're raising a 7-year-old autistic kid to when you're raising an adult
oh, yeah.
body.
Oh yeah.
you know,
somebody your size, like a mirror image of you.
Yeah.
And he just wants to fight you for what he wants. He's got his own agenda. Yeah, he's pushing.
Yeah. You're like, oh, things have changed. But yeah, so that's going to be our podcast. We really hope you enjoy it. We think it's necessary, right?
I just think sometimes people address it like somehow my son's life or my life is a tragedy, and it's not. So I just want to talk people through. And same with you. I feel like you feel the same way. So brothers, like-minded brothers, we're just to talk this out. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Life is not a tragedy at all. That's what I think that should be the log line of this podcast. So that's our intro. Boom. Nailed it, I think. I hate that I just say, boom, nailed it. I haven't said that in like 7 years.
Well, I'm very immature, so I laughed. Okay. I liked it. I wanted the fist pump while you did it, but for our listeners, there was a fist pump. Just imagine it.
I appreciate it. So it's like the new, like, what's up?
Kind of, isn't it?
There was this guy, I mean, this has nothing to do with anything, but like there was this, my neighbor in my old building, he had just moved from Qatar, and he was like trying to like acclimatize North American culture, trying to make friends. And you could tell he was lonely. And he ordered pizza, and the Domino's pizza guy came and goes, "I love Domino's, such good fine pizza." He's talking to the Domino's guy. First, he opened the door and he goes, "What's up?" And I'm like, "Okay, here's your pizza, man." And he's like, "You know the commercial that was very popular? Men would go, 'What's
up?'" Wait a minute,
up?
Is this true?
Yeah, I swear it's true.
This is recent?
I was like, my neighbor was Borat.
I love it.
I love Domino's pizza. It's a fantastic, much better than Pizza Hut.
Yo, but let me ask you this. We're way off subject, but isn't that so much more fun when people are like having the zest for life? Like, even if they're whatever. They're out of touch, or they're out of, it's like it's strangely uplifting, or no? You're like shaking your head, no.
Oh, well, to me it was like I got sad.
You got sad.
I was like this poor lonely
guy. Needs friends.
This lonely man is trying to make friends. What did he expect this pizza guy to like come in and be like,
come give him a high five and give him a big hug?
Yeah. My brother, let me tell you, has probably less friends, having a much better time than that guy from Qatar. Anyway,
we got distracted.
Oh, hey, man, I pulled it back on topic. So what is our weekly topic? Our weekly topic is no shame in disability. I think we pretty much covered that. Like, that's pretty good. Like, I get upset when people are like, oh, would you, you know, like, would you rather not have, or do you regret having Peter as a brother? Like, though they feel free to talk about it. You know, I know somebody came up to you once and was like, wouldn't you like to know that it was an autistic kid?
Yeah.
And so you could abort it? Like, I thought that was a normal thing to say to you.
That's happened.
Yeah. I don't know. So, what is our week in review? Anything happen to you this week?
Well, in the news, there was the Ari Shaffir.
You want to do in the news? Okay, sure.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, week in review. Sorry, yeah. I'm an idiot. Week in review. Let's talk about this. Looking for tickets a little bit for getting my son. We talked a little bit about my son moving back here to be with me. And so, yeah, looking for airline tickets. That's an exciting thing. I think I commented to you this before that he's a big kid. And so coach is complicated. And so I've got like a miles hack that I do. I can...
Oh, that's right. Why can't you do coach?
Okay.
So when you fly with your son, you cannot have him sit in coach. He's
fidgety. Like, he literally will fidget around. So he's going to kick the seat in front of him. He's going to jump up and down and shake the whole row. And so there's a space issue. He needs a little more space so that we don't get kicked off the plane, basically.
Like, what would happen?
They could kick us off the plane.
For doing what?
For being disruptive, or you know, for not for touching the, God forbid, the lady next to us is a lady and she's good looking, he might try to rearrange her hair, or touch her bosoms,
things. I mean, that poor lady, but it's like I think there needs to be more understanding in society that this person is not like some sex pervert. They're like they have a mental disability.
Well, we talked about this. Well, your brother went through this too, right?
Yeah, he would. my brother like was, you know, 16, 17 and hormones were raging. I mean, it's a little better now that he's 30, but my parents took him to Florida and he was on a beach and he was just ogling boobs, just like walking by me like, oh jeez, like, this is awesome.
Sounds like the best wingman ever.
Dude, where's my card? Come out. And he'd be like, Graham. I'd call him from Florida. And he'd be like, Graham, there's so many hoo-hoos out here. Because the dude wears my card, they call them hoo-hoos. Hoo-hoos.
And, so unbridled male excitement.
Yeah, because the hormones are the same.
Yeah.
He doesn't, it just makes you can't help yourself. Yeah. And so, you know, my dad had to do a lot of like...
He has my inner monologue, but externally.
But externally, there's no checks and balances. You know what I mean? And your son is going, you know, same thing. No same checks and balances. He's doing what every man wants to do.
Right.
But we're like, no, I will go. This is not appropriate.
I'm part of society. I don't want to.
Yeah, she is a human being.
which we should. Yeah. I should add.
Yeah.
I'm not advocating.
Yeah.
Accosting people on planes.
Yeah.
No, but every month somebody gets kicked off a plane with an autistic kid. And so it's like a touchy thing. And I think I told you that too. I've been kicked out of church before. So yeah, you can definitely get kicked out of a plane for sure.
It bothers me. There's got to be a better way. I mean, I understand. There is so many autistic people and mentally handicapped people. Yeah. Like, it's a fat guy can sue the airline for charging him for two seats. Really? But an autistic person gets kicked off an airline for being mentally handicapped? Like you were telling me that, like, he'll you know, he wants to look out the window, and if it's coach, he'll just look out the window, and his like butt crack will be in a guy's face.
Yeah,
something.
He could really get face up to the window, nose pressed against the window to get a good view.
Mm-hmm.
He has what's called tactile issues, so he's very specific on his clothing, which means basically sweats, a lot of sweatpants,
mm-hmm.
no jeans. So sweatpants, has a hard time with underwear. So if he gets in a weird position, his hairy butt is going to be in somebody's face.
We all know.
On a 15-hour flight.
Sweatpants and no underwear with a bunch of hormones.
Great look.
Horrible combination. Unless you're on the west side of Manhattan, and then it's the best.
And my son's,
I've heard.
I love the awkward looking around.
Yeah.
He's got a little body hair too. Yeah. He's part Southeast Asian, so he's got a little hair issue going on. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Good for him.
He's got more hair than I do. He has more of a man.
He's more of a man than you. And everyone knows it because of the sweatpants, no underwear combination. But good for him. No, but you should do what my
so we're looking for flights is the
you should do my dad for like the ogling. My dad on the beach, he was like, he just got Peter the biggest sunglasses possible.
I love it.
And he's like, okay, I can't stop him from staring, but I'll get him huge sunglasses.
Side of the eye, son.
And then he taught him that too. He thought, like, this is what every man sort of self, like, just teaches themselves.
Learns on their own after getting yelled at.
Yeah, is you just do your forward face, sideways eyes. Right? My dad was teaching him how to just turn your eyes, not your head. Boobs. Hoo-hoos.
I mean, don't say boobs at the person in their ear.
Yeah. I just love the image of my dad and Peter walking down the beach going, yes, those are great, Peter, but yes. Do what I do.
Pseudo look.
Yeah.
We're probably going to figure that out too, with the eyeglasses, seriously, the sunglasses, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. No, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's a really good idea, yeah.
And he'll look cool. He'll look like a blues brother. a blues brother with boners. Yeah, I mean, I don't want it to come across like I'm not making fun of your son.
No,
like,
of course you're not.
No, it's just
everybody gets.
It's funny, like
everybody gets aroused. Yeah, that's not making fun at all. Yeah.
Normal. I mean, it's like it would be weird. It would be weird if you treated it like it didn't exist.
Right.
And it's nothing wrong with it. That's why it's funny, because there's nothing wrong with it.
No, but I think your dad's 100% right. You got to teach him how to be a part of society, because everything doesn't go your way as an autistic person or as a non-autistic person. If you want to like an authentic human experience, mm-hmm. you try your best, and then things don't go your way,
mm-hmm.
and then you try again, and then they don't go your way, and you just keep improving. You keep moving along, and yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Living.
My what happened this week for me is I got a phone call from my buddy. Oh, I know, I got a text, and it was like my buddy was performing in my hometown just randomly. He's a comic as well, and he goes, "I think your brother just heckled me." I did not know my friend was in my hometown. I was like, "What?" And like, how? Like, what? I didn't know my brother was.
Imagine him calling him, leaving voicemails.
Yeah. Hobos. So I go, "What?" And he goes, "Yeah, I was. I'm headlining Ottawa, and this guy stood up in the middle of."
I love it.
Middle
so
of my set, this guy just stood up in the. He's sitting right in the middle of the crowd.
Obviously, he gets a
and,
good view.
And I'm talking about chicks or dating or whatever. And this is apparently what happened. And so, like, Eddie DelSeppi, very funny comic, was like talking about dating or whatever. And then my brother just stands up in the middle, and he lifts up his shirt, points at his belt buckle, and goes, "I like Spider-Man." He's got a Spider-Man belt buckle.
Of course, he does.
I like Spider-Man.
I imagine Eddie talking about, "Well, let me explain to you about hair cream."
Yeah.
When you're dating a chick and this kid stands up, "I like Spider-Man."
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And like, okay. And so what happened, I didn't know this, but I asked my brother, did some research, and apparently like, my brother has like a special, I know he does. He has a special needs group, then like once a week they do like an activity together.
That's awesome.
You know. And then this week they went to a comedy club, and by chance, one of my good friends was headlining, and by chance, my brother was like, "My brother's a comedian. Do you know Graham?" At the end,
hey, wait a minute. After the show. Okay,
after the show, and he's like, "What?" He's like, "Yeah, Graham K is my brother. I'm Peter K." And he was like, "Oh my god, yes, yeah." So the thing about Peter is like he does not look autistic. I mean, he dresses. Like,
it's always the clothes, isn't it?
Yeah, these shrunken, because he just likes the t-shirt, doesn't care about the size, buys it, it's then shrinks it.
Well, it fits it for a while.
Yeah, for
and
one
5 years later.
Yeah. and then
clothes is a giveaway.
Yeah.
One of the schools my son used to drive me crazy because they used to call me and complain about my son, and that was one of the. Mm-hmm. Like, "Mr. Smith, we need to talk to you about your son. We think something's severe, you're wrong with..." And it would just drive... "You really, you think some..." Let me get this straight.
How old was he?
12. And I'd be like, "Really?" It would just be infuriating. Let me get this straight. The special kid I put on the special bus to go to the special school is special?
Yeah.
It's like, are you a teacher or a student at this school?
Yeah.
Like, what gave it away? The Batman pajamas every day? The fact that he's
why did they not know? I'm confused.
I don't know. Sometimes it's just, I don't know. I don't really know.
Wasn't he in like some special class?
Yes.
What were they saying? Like they're saying we don't think he's normal.
Yeah, basically. It was the most, the jokes I'd, you know, talk about on stage. Like, yeah, the clothes should give it away. The fact that he's wearing Batman pajamas every day.
Well, and the fact that you are an autistic teacher should give it away. Look at your business card. It says...
Look at your name tag. Yeah. It says autism teacher.
Oh, my God. I just got so angry.
Yeah, I forgot about that joke. I'm going to bring that joke back.
Oh, my God.
I should do the punchlines on stage, too, not just the setup like I did here.
Peter... Comedy. Yeah, no, I
forgot about that joke.
I remember Peter had a good school. He had like good teachers, good like Canada, so it's a little more like they care about
socialists.
Well, it's not socialism. America calls it socialism, but America doesn't know what socialism is. It's so funny how Fox News changed what socialism means, and now everyone's like, socialism.
Okay, no politics first episode.
Well, it blows my frickin' mind. Anyway, sorry my brother was taken care of, and he's got a couple jobs, you know, because of it.
That's true. But
anyway, I think politics should be part of it, of this podcast.
Okay.
For sure, because it deals a lot with taking care of special needs people. And making our lives easier, the family members, you know, if you're not a gajillionaire. Anyway, moving along.
We move along.
Yeah, we'll talk about.
We'll come back to this.
Plenty of episodes.
We can talk about this next time. Yeah.
Yeah, And I like that we might have different political opinions.
I think at the top we're going to come together, but I think the details. Let's talk about it some other time.
Kirk lived in Texas for a while and looks like Troy Aikman. So.
Minus the success.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's the Eddie De La Sepe, our little buddy you were talking about? He just calls me Don Draper, to which I added, with half the success and twice the baggage. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Which is hard for Don Draper's character, twice the baggage.
He has a lot of baggage. Mm-hmm. He doesn't even know who he is, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, so he had good, but it was still a problem. Even no matter how good your schooling situation is, it's still always a problem. Something weird is going to come up. You know, he would get bullied on the bus. People, you know, because it's what they do is like they put you. There's no like the spectrum of autism is so wide that there's no it would be impossible to plug Peter in with a group of people that are exactly like him.
Yeah,
and also there's no special autism school that he went to. It was like
mainstreamed.
Well, it was a school for people with disabilities, but okay. Some people are just. Some people that were there were just simple,
okay,
and jerks. They had maybe a bad upbringing,
bad parenting,
poor families, and they were just had very low IQ. But they weren't you know. And then they would bully him. I remember there was a big rivalry between the Ottawa Senators and Toronto Maple Leafs. Still is, but it was like really big 10 years ago, and it was during the playoffs. And you know. I turned Peter into a huge Senators fan, and we used to talk about hating Leafs fans, and then he just went to school and punched a Leafs fan,
oh, no.
A guy wearing a Maple Leaf shirt,
oh, no.
And he got suspended, and I was like, oh, geez, well, tone it down. And now Peter's like, because of that incident, he's like, I don't think I'm hockey's for me. I'm much more a Spider-Man guy.
Wait a minute. He was bullied, or he was bullying, or both.
He was bullied, and then okay. I guess a guy that was mean to him once, or said something like Peter will. Sometimes he's legitimately bullied. Sometimes okay. he interprets a joke as being bullied, and okay. he doesn't really get it. And then this guy was wearing the wrong shirt, and he may have slightly bullied Peter at one point, and then said like "send suck," and then Peter was like "you're bullying me," and then like punched him. Well, you know, it's just like, you know, it's another thing that's like hard.
Yeah,
like he at that time he was like you're 16, you know, and he was like 6 foot. 175 pounds.
No, my kid was bullied on the bus too. It'd come home all scratched up. He had to ride with the aide. Oh. That was a weird thing too, because he was such a big kid. I was bullied a lot, but I was such a small child. Mm-hmm. But it's such a weird thing. Like, do you teach a handicapped kid how to fight?
Mm-hmm.
Because if I teach him how to really fight, I used to box. So if I teach him how to throw a punch, you can hurt somebody.
You can hurt somebody.
Especially if you're strong and you don't know what you're doing. And
Yeah, it's probably not the best.
Right. So then he's getting picked on.
Yeah.
And I see the kid is picking on him. I'm like, I should just teach him to throw a straight right.
Yeah.
Knock this kid out.
Yeah.
It's a hard thing to know what to do. I didn't do it, though, because I'm afraid if he does that to his mom, then we have a real problem.
Absolutely. That's another issue we can talk about, because I mean, we, you know, that's happened in my family for
sure. Yeah, mine too.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is like... When we were thinking about doing this podcast, we're like, are we going to run out of topics?
That's exactly, I know. And then now that we get into it, it's like tons of stuff we talk about.
No, we're not. No, we're going to be fine. So that's our week in review segment. And then the final segment we're going to do today is in the news.
That was very professional.
Recently, this is an interesting topic. Do you want to set it up? You set it up.
This is in the news a lot. That there's a comedian named Ari Shaffir. He's got a great show on right now. It's on Comedy Central. Doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. And he talked about in his new special this lady who's a comedian who's I don't know if she's actually a working comic or she's more doing mics and I'm gonna butcher her name.
I would guess the latter.
Okay, that's what I think too. Damien Merlina, and she was a comic. She's been a comic for a long time. Was in a car accident, lost her arm, and then he kind of went after her on a special and named her, which was kind of unusual.
A Comedy Central special. Now, we just watched the clip of Ari Shaffir doing this on the Comedy Central special, and he, in the YouTube clip, he doesn't say her name, but in all the write-ups, they say that he said her name. So I don't know what's going on. But basically the point of this, why we're bringing it up in the news, how it relates to our podcast, is making fun of handicapped people. Like, is that a... I mean, here's my view on it. It's obviously wrong. Like, if anybody made fun of my brother for being handicapped, I would do horrible things to them.
Fine.
Yeah, if someone, if someone said something like on a special about, but that's not the same as this to me. To me, she's handicapped because she lost her arm. She's mentally all there. She's able to defend herself cognitively. Also, there's a level of should. I want Peter to be treated as normal as possible. Let's say she did something wrong to Ari Shaffir. Should he not be able to talk about it? You know, and then he can't talk about it because she's handicapped.
Right.
Doesn't that make her less human? Doesn't that take away her humanity in a way?
Well, this is what we...
Because he would do that to somebody who...
Right,
who,
he would do that to me.
Yeah. Yeah. So isn't that him treating her like an equal and well, not as a handicapped person?
I think
person?
We're kind of coming at... We haven't talked about this off air much, but I
No,
think
I wanted to
at,
save it for that.
Yeah, a little different angle. Because I feel like it's not wrong, but I feel like it's in bad taste, to be honest, to make fun of somebody for something they can't control. I just think it's in bad taste.
Yes.
So there's an old Mike Birbiglia joke about comics who come in and go, you know, point at the crowd and go, you're fat, you're gay, I'm out.
Yes.
Now, can you do that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Are people going to laugh? Yes.
Yes.
Is it in poor taste? I think so. In
Absolutely.
My opinion, it's
yes.
poor taste.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying, obviously my opinion has very little to do with Ari. I'm sure he's not upset about anything I'm going to say, but I just feel like it's not that it's wrong, but it's just in poor taste. That's not, it's, you know, especially to name the girl. You don't need to name her.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you did. I feel like I don't know enough about it to really give a solid opinion, but I feel like it's,
The other side is, man, we're so sensitive nowadays.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know which way society is going. Are
either.
We becoming too sensitive or are we becoming too crass?
Because the thing about the guy who is replacing the Daily Show, replacing Jon Stewart,
yeah.
Noah, whatever.
Yeah.
Those tweets aren't that offensive. They're just bad jokes.
I'm not Jewish, and I don't think that, but I don't think they're not, if they're not racist.
I don't
racist.
Think it's racist either. And I don't think it's, they're bad jokes. Like jokes. By definition, when you write a joke, for those listeners who aren't a comedian, you don't know if it's going to work. That's just not how it works.
Yeah.
You write a joke, you hope it's going to work,
yeah.
You write what you think is the funniest version of it, and then how it works is you say it. And if people laugh, it was a good joke.
Mm-hmm.
If people don't laugh, apparently it was a bad joke. It's that simple.
Mm-hmm.
So, especially on Twitter where you're not testing stuff out, there's no tone,
mm-hmm.
there's no...
Yeah, I don't think... I don't know. I don't think Peter should be cut off from the world. From if Peter does something wrong, I've always made a point of making fun, teasing it, like making fun of, like how I would a regular person.
Right.
You know?
Not mean-spirited, but you're trying to get through to him.
I'm a brother.
Exactly.
I'm treating him like a brother. I'm
exactly.
completely being mean-spirited. Because he's my brother. He's not subhuman. You know? He deserves the same accolades if he does something right, and conversely, the same, or inversely, I don't know which one is the right word, the same, the whatever, you guys get it. You know what I mean?
Insults.
Yeah.
I'm down. I get it.
Yeah, I think that the thing about people with mental disabilities is you... never know what heights they can achieve. The human brain is so malleable and you can push it. And the minute you start treating them like little babies who can't do anything, that's what they become.
Right.
You know, there's this really interesting thing on This American Life. It's a radio show and podcast. They had an episode about a blind man who taught himself to ride a bicycle. And he can basically see through clicking and getting and hearing what the...
It's like sonar for like
dolphins. Yeah, he basically taught himself sonar, and they talked about how it's not socially acceptable. So a lot of kids, blind kids, naturally start doing it when they're about two or three, and then their parents, don't do that, don't do that. And so his whole thing is like, I can teach kids to see.
That's insane. That's awesome.
And if you just push me, and I push them, you allow me to bully them until they can see.
If you get anything out of this podcast, is bully people, especially autistic people. If you have an autistic person in your life, please bully them. I think that's the message.
No, but
that's the tagline.
You've talked about this. Treat them as an equal as you possibly can.
Well,
to his cognitive ability.
You go back to having a human experience, which is positive, which is negative, which is being pushed, which is, and like all of us, there's no guarantees for anything. Mm-hmm. So there's no guarantees for success or failure. No. So just because he's been diagnosed, that's okay, that's great. Now the next step is, do you still want to do these things? Let's still try to push and try to do these things.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're doing out here. We're doing, statistically, if you look at the odds, it's insane, especially at my age. Doing the comedy, the acting, the whole, but you do what you want to do. You push yourself.
Hey, man, we're making a living. I don't have a day job.
I do fine. I don't have a day job either.
Yeah. Afford two microphones and a mixer. We're doing great.
I had two cups of coffee during this podcast, so...
I feel great.
I think that was
a good opening episode.
It was excellent.
Yeah. I'm happy with it.
I'm going to come back.
Are you going to come? Good. I think we should do more. And if you have an autistic person in your family, you're the best. Keep doing it, man.
You got this.
You got this, bro. Gal.
If you don't, we still love you.
We still love you, man.
Yeah.
Still love you, lady. It got weird at the end, didn't it?